Caterina Larigio, creative programmer for London 2012 in the South East.
And the creative producer of If, Bill G.
Bill G.
Bill G.
That's better. I've just so many boat terminology have been flying around my head today. Bilge pumps, Bill G.
No,
we're not going to forget your Twitter name, are we? I've just popped outside. It's the Interval, the Unthanks playing glorious music. I believe you got to see Rouge, the Cambodian.
Absolutely, yes. I dashed down especially to see them. It was fantastic. Really enjoyable evening.
When did you twig that you were potentially viewing, or did you read up beforehand, scenes of torture?
I am a great fan of David Putman, which is why I love the Olympics, kind of ironically. So my only experience really of the Khmer Rouge is, of course, the killing fields, really. So I had a sense of what I was going to see. What I didn't have a sense of was actually how beautifully they could portray it through circus. So I wasn't anxious, but I was very curious as to how you could tell such a gruesome story through circus skills, which are generally seen as very light and frothy and, you know, entertainment in its lightest form. So that for me was the really intriguing thing about the show.
It's one word I forgot to use when I came out, kind of bewildered as to how beautiful I felt the scenes of torture were. I didn't use the word. I said, these are acrobatic dancers showing me the beauty of torture. What's going on in my head? Circus makes a lot of sense now when I see what they were up to. Did you bring these guys here?
Yeah, actually, Caterina's boss, Ruth McKenzie, who's running London 2012 Festival, after the 2010 IF Festival, Monica and I, we had a number of meetings with Ruth, and I was going to Cambodia, and Ruth said, well, if you're going to Cambodia, could you do some research into the companies there? And I went around and saw a number of companies, and went to Battambang, which is the second city in Cambodia, and saw the Phar Ponlusel pack and this piece in a very early incantation. It was even called a different name, but there were qualities which are still in the final piece that you could see would be there, and that was enough for me to think, actually, I would really like to spend the next year and a half of my life trying to bring this piece of work to the UK. I think, you know, that there is, it's an important piece of work that should be seen by an audience here in the UK. And because also London 2012 had asked me to do that research, I think that was one of the reasons why they felt very happy for it to become, you know, one of the projects in the overall UK festival.
You were here in 2010, weren't you? You haven't been here. I mean, there's quite a few days left for you to get a proper kind of opinion. But how are you thinking at the moment about everything that's going on?
Well, I think MKIF is actually a fantastic opportunity for Milton Keynes. It was a real turned a corner, I think, for the city in terms of the cultural outputs and the variety of work that you can see in the city. Because there's lots of artists here. There's lots of people working really hard. But there was nothing that really gave culture its true value. So I think the festival has done a fantastic job of doing that. And 2010 was phenomenal. I was running up and down the boulevard in between Campbell Park and the train station. And I was very happy to do that because it was such excellent work. So I'm going to try and come back at the weekend and see some more. But so far, I've had a great day here. So I'm very pleased to have made the journey.
I'd just like to ask you a question, which is, you've probably seen the boat project in every location it's been. I wonder what you think of it being in this landlocked site and also, you know, placed into this sort of courtyard.
I was very sorry not to have missed it getting in the courtyard. It's fantastic to see it.
It was early.
I'm sure, yes. I met one of the volunteers. Mm-hmm. Said, I was here at 4:30 and was thrilled to be there at 4:30 as well, so that was great. I've been following I was on the selection panel, so I've been with the boat project since it was a germ of an idea, so to see it grow and grow is exciting. And one of my anxieties when we selected that project was how would it talk to the whole of the southeast region? Because obviously we've got a huge coastal community in the region, but we've also got a huge landlocked community. And I was really worried about how it would play to those places. And obviously when we did the donations collections across the region, that was great. But how could it come back to those places was a big question. So that they made it trailable on a car was brilliant. That it got to Milton Keynes was really fantastic for me, and I'm really thrilled it's here. I think one of the good things about seeing it here compared to some of the coastal places is you can get up close to it, because of course when it's in the water, half of it's in the water, so you can't get to it, you can't touch it. It's a much more I was about to say it's a much safer location, but the getting it in and out might not be the safest. But yeah, so it's fantastic to see it here, for people to get up close to it and to be able to touch it and to tell their stories. And I'm so impressed with the IF volunteers. They've done their homework. I was down there today. They were telling everybody the stories, and that was great to see. So I think it's, yeah, it's a really easy way to engage with the boat here, which we haven't always had in the water, particularly as we've had some terrible weather, which hasn't helped.
Well, we'll be ready should the floods get any further inland. But for me, I spent a good couple of hours just absorbing it and the location it was in, and I think it had one hell of an impact for people who, well, probably don't get to see boats that often. So bringing it inland, there was even more of a wow factor. Not only is this landed in the middle of a shopping centre, but they can go right up, and you just have to sit there and watch the first thing people do. They just reach out and stroke it.
Yeah.
And then when you kind of explain, you are stroking some really intense stories come from a selection of people across so many nautical and square miles. It's quite amazing to see them say, what? I need to know more. And to have one of the artists there for a very good chunk of the last few days explaining everything from a personal... I've done so many recordings with them, actually. I must stop because I just can't. I just need to extract more, and I'm looking forward to getting my hands on the book. What happens then if this becomes a meme, the Milton Keynes Festival, the festival in Milton Keynes? People already, you say, they're starting to put this on the circuit.
Yeah, I mean, we just went into the theatre tent here, and, you know, lights were out, the show was about to start, but we just started chatting to the people behind, and they had a little bit of a twang in their voice, and it was clear that they were from Ireland. And anyway, we just had a chat with them when we came out, and we obviously talked about the power of the show. But, you know, they have come over from Ireland for about 10 days in the UK, and they're in Hatfield last weekend, and they're going to the Cambridge Folk Festival. They looked at a map, sort of what would be convenient. They looked at Milton Keynes, which was one of those towns. They just Googled Milton Keynes, and then it came up with the IF Festival. They looked at the IF Festival online and thought, there are enough things here that will make it interesting. Sounds as though they were slightly pilloried by their friends.
Yes.
back in Ireland about why they would think of doing that. But obviously they've done it, and they're here staying in the hotel for three or four nights, and they bought tickets for about five shows, and they'll see everything else that, you know, that's free. So, yeah.
The fire gardens have just still been echoing throughout the day, and I've already seen people turn up, you know, desperately disappointed that they couldn't see it for a third or fourth night. Which, how greedy are these people? But the entrance fee, it was a bit of a surprise to them, because they thought a couple of quid was nothing, and they expected for an experience like that it would cost more. It kept selling out, I guess. Maybe it should be more expensive. No, I didn't say that.
No, I mean, I think it's really important that there's a whole range of prices, from free and lots of free to very accessible pricing, to that too. Obviously, if you've got a gig with the Unthanks and like six guests and there are 19 musicians, then, you know, paying a proper price, 25 quid for that ticket, isn't expensive for what you're getting. But it was wonderful on the first day that with London 2012 again, we could bring Jeremy Deller's Sacrilege here and put it in Fishermead, because that then also just gave another, you know, incredible participatory art experience, which, you know, we're still counting the numbers of how many people came and bounced on Jeremy Deller's Sacrilege on Friday.
That sounds wrong. So very wrong. I'm going to head back in, because they've kicked off again, the Unthanks. What would you like to see next time this comes up?
Oh my goodness, I can't even begin to think. I want to come back at the weekend for the fire show. I can't remember the French company. What are they called?
They're the Basque company.
Are they Basque? Mm. Oh, they're Basque. Yeah,
they're Diablo Balzac.
Yes, I'm hoping to come. If I can sneak back at the weekend for that, I'll be very happy.
Fantastic. Still quite a few days left, actually. The website is
www.ifmiltonkeynes.org.
Thanks very much, guys.